Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Brad Marchand's return to TD Garden last night went pretty much how you expected it to go.
Sure did.
Bruins fall behind immediately. Marchand draws a penalty, factors into the power play goal. Bruins are down 2-0, but Keith, not so fast.
No.
It's the most difficult lead in hockey to protect. It's the worst lead you could possibly have.
Don't want it.
You'd rather have a one-goal lead than a two-goal lead. And the Bruins erase that right away.
Mm-hmm.
They make it 2-2. Florida goes up 3-2. Which is a good lead.
Yeah, it's a
but the Bruins lead. Still match that one.
Great late goal, or so you thought it was a late goal.
To make it 3-3. And then you get just an absolute cluster F at the end of the game where Swayman is beat but bailed out by the post. I think he gives up on the play, and the puck somehow deflects in off of Andrew Peak from out by the circle because Swayman has given up on the play. And already thought he was beat or whatever, just decided to mail it in the final minute or so of the game, final 30 seconds of the game. And Bruins lose in, I would say, somewhat predictable fashion. You knew they were going to choke. The only thing I didn't see coming is I thought it would be Marchand probably in overtime sticking it to him. But you knew they were going to blow that game.
Yeah, or off the leg of your own player. You know, it wasn't a Marchand goal, but it was sort of like something that would pop up on like bloopers.
Yep.
So there was that aspect of it. And just the time left in the game where I had no faith that they were going to win in overtime or in a shootout, but at least you would have taken the point because it's been so bad so long. Like,
true.
All these losses on the Western road trip were all in regulation.
Right. At least
like,
if you got beat
getting,
by at least you got beat by Marchand in overtime, you got the point.
Grab a point.
Get your pity point.
Right.
End your well, you don't really end your losing streak, but at least
your pointless streak
you end. And Marchand rips your guts out in overtime, but whatever. But no, it was a worse way to lose in many ways.
Yeah, so they dig themselves a hole, but they do show some life and they bounce back. And but then you can talk about Swayman on that last goal, or really just Swayman now on the whole season outside of the first two starts that he had, and this team just falling apart. Like they couldn't do anything on the road trip. And then your first game back, and obviously it's an emotional game, but guess what? It's more emotional for Marchand. Marchand's the one that is looking up at the jumbo screen. It's like a mountain of a game of emotions for him.
Oh, he was quite emotional, yeah.
And he has two assists and they win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody in the Bruins is as emotional. So, like, what's their excuse? Oh, you just came off a road trip?
Well,
like, please.
And, that's if you heard the Nesson postgame show last night, and I did.
Oh,
I flipped over there. Barry Peterson and Razor were just like, oh, heavy. I mean, first came back from a road trip. What do you expect? Like,
they're going to have to get real good at excuses
this
year.
They got back, I think, on Sunday night. They certainly were home by Monday. They had a whole day to get ready for the game. You couldn't get up for Marchand's return to the Garden?
No.
Your legs were too heavy? What's going on with that?
Scheduled loss.
I guess.
Well, yeah, but even you had four straight losses, then that one also is a scheduled loss. So I don't know what their chances are going forward.
So anyways, Marchand's second assist, he wins a puck battle and out-muscles Lorai, minus Lorai last night was a minus one. Do you know what he is on the year, Keith?
Minus Lorai?
Yeah.
Let's see. How many games have they played? Eight games?
Seven.
Eight games.
No,
is
eight
right.
games. Sorry, Joe. Eight games. I'll say he's a minus eight.
Seven.
Believe it or not, he's even. I expected much worse than that.
Wait, minus Lorai is even?
Yeah, so
hey, never mind. If Stern was talking about him after the game, you would not guess that.
Okay, here's
egg on my face.
Here's the good news, bad news, I guess. Good news, he's even. Bad news, he's going to be a minus 40 by the end of the year. So a lot of these are still, in the bank, if you will. Yeah,
that's true. So, yeah, they're off tonight. They got Anaheim Thursday, Colorado on Saturday, which should go great. And then they go to Ottawa. So, yeah.
Well, they go to Ottawa. You're not going to win that. You don't win on the road.
Are they more like
You don't win on the road. You don't win matinees. You don't win back-to-backs. And you don't win the first home game after a road trip. So, again, it's amazing some teams in the NHL listening to some of these analysts finish over 500.
But they'll still have those first three games.
Yeah.
You can't take those away from them. They got those points. Those are their points.
Well,
they're holding on to those points.
Speaking of banking points, Keith, I asked you this earlier today.
Uh-huh.
The Bruins, despite their 3-0 start, are already down to 13th in the East, and that's with games out of hand.
Out of hand. They other played teams, more games than most teams.
Other teams have games in hand.
I am very plowed and priest.
I'm not plowed or priest.
For instance,
team.
The Bruins are sitting there, sitting pretty.
Yeah.
With 6 points in the East. That's tied with Columbus and the Islanders, but both of them have played two fewer games.
Yeah.
The teams trailing them, Ottawa, Buffalo, Tampa, all have played fewer games. In the case of the Sabres and Lightning, they've played two fewer. So the Bruins are already trending towards maybe the worst team in the league already with that 3-0 start, which felt like it evaporated and went away real quick.
And the Lightning already beat them once.
And the Lightning beat them head-to-head. Good one.
I got two words for you.
Yep.
And it's one name. Gavin McKenna.
Two words, one name.
Gavin McKenna.
Gavin McKenna. What's the, we're trying to get the hashtag going again.
Well, there's a few different ones that people are tossing out there. But
yeah, what are they?
I think the ones that we really have latched onto is gagging for Gavin.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
That's what some people have said.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to get, correct. You gag away. Whatever it takes to go get Gavin McKenna, you're already there.
Well, going into the year, we thought not a playoff team, right? Uh-huh. So automatically, you're talking about the bottom half of the league.
Yeah.
And then from there, you're like, well, what's the point of fighting for like maybe being the eighth seed, but probably not even?
Well, the point is, the hockey is a sport where you get in and then
yeah, it's a little more open, I guess. Yeah. But that was sort of like a lot of things had to go your way for even that. It's not a very talented roster. One of your best players, unfortunately, is pretty inconsistent, and that's your goaltender.
Oh, he's been consistently bad since the first two games.
So, like, Pastrnak can have an awesome season, but that's only going to get you so far. And so, three games in, you're like, I don't know, they won these three games, but now we've seen five straight losses in regulation, and you're like, all right, you hate to do it, especially this early in the season, but we just did it a couple of years ago as a Patriots fan. We've done it a handful of times as Celtics fans. It might be in the best interest of the whole team to just kind of lay down and die. Or, like Nick brought this point up earlier, you're not really like, and we've always said this with teams that quote-unquote tank.
Yeah, you don't need
to. You're
not
like pulling Pastrnak out of the lineup or whatever, but you're like, you just roll the pucks out there and be like, all right, let's give them hell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Jones and Keefe parlay was nails last night, Keith.
Yeah.
Bruins lose on the money line.
And no, Pastrnak didn't score, though, did he? He had two assists, I think.
Wait, why did I think Pastrnak did score?
I think he had two assists.
No, you're right. Pastrnak didn't
score.
Right.
So I would have lost.
I'm thinking of assists. You're right.
You wouldn't have had to go over a point and a half. But the point is, he could be great and he could still lose games. Like, they're just not very good. So you're probably better off for the long-term future of your team if you get yourself a Gavin McKenna.
I think you let that thing ride. You're in good shape. Pastrnak can score 50 goals.
Yeah, you don't have to manipulate it. I'm saying that this might be the reality of the team.
He scored a bunch last year and you sucked.
Yeah.
So you can definitely do that. And by the way, just to close the loop on this, we're talking about Swayman. Now, at least Swayman has been better than Corpy. But Swayman already is 36th in the league in goals against, 302.
There's 32 starting goalies.
Yep, right between Anthony Stolarz and Filip Gustavsson.
Well, Stolarz is not having a good year.
No.
Yeah.
No. Save percentage, he's 27th, 903.
All right, top 30.
Lucas Dostal and, again, Filip Gustavsson. He's having a Filip Gustavsson type of year.
Filip Gustavsson, Jeremy Swayman, Spider-Man meme.
Correct.
They're the same guy.
He's way ahead of Corpy all the way down at 865. So those are your Bruins. Real quick, I thought this was interesting. Steve Levy, in between periods, they aired it in between periods. It was recorded before the game, probably after morning skate. But Steve Levy asked Marchand if he had any regrets about his time in Boston. He gave a long, meandering answer, but ultimately he wound up with this.
Do I wish that, at times, I guess I would say that I think if we went back, I think both sides would have done things differently. I think is how I would say. I think I let my emotions handle some aspects of the negotiations that maybe I would have done differently if I go back, but I wouldn't go back.
I wouldn't go back.
I wouldn't. I would do it differently, but I wouldn't. Like, okay.
I think that was
a little emotional with the contract, which I get it.
He said the negotiation specifically. I think that was a little homage to a Rich Keefe scoop. From a year ago, but maybe I'm looking for something that isn't there.
Some choose to ignore it. Some choose to somehow claim that was false. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I thought there was a rift in the room, Keith.
Oh, yeah. They traded the whole team. And they don't even have a captain now.
Oh, I thought there was a rift in the room. Where's the rift? Show me the proof of the rift. The proof is he's a Florida Panther. What do you mean?
The locker room's a mess. No, it's not. Oh, yeah? They fired their coach. They traded their captain. But you're right. You guys are on it.
Which I hear they never do.
No, they don't.
I mean,
they
the Bruins have
don't.
Done it multiple times in franchise history.
And if
but
you
I,
ask me about
I,
it,
I hear
I'll
they
leave.
Never do.
Yeah. What was the contract that the Bruins were offering? Do you remember off chance what it was?
Yeah.
Well,
here's what I heard.
Okay.
I heard 6-3 is what they were. They were doing a cutesy 63 for Brad Marchand. They were offering him 6-3 a year, I think, over 3 years.
Okay. Because he ended up signing with Florida, a 6-year deal at $32 million?
Yeah. So what's the AAV on that? I'm horrible at math. That's below six, isn't it?
Yeah.
You factor in you
it's
factor
definitely
in,
below six.
Factor in the state income tax or lack thereof, and
$5.3 million a year.
You calculate out ahead of that, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
I'm sorry. Wait, yeah, I can't.
They offered him $6.3 million a year. He's making $5.3 million a year,
and I thought he was asking for like seven or something like that. Were the reports at the time?
Yeah.
And he wound up taking a little discount.
But obviously, there is something about living in Florida versus living in Massachusetts. I'm not going to say that part of it doesn't exist, but it's not. I can't imagine it's. The final take-home is way different.
No. 617-779-7937. You want to talk Marchand? You can. We discussed it earlier. It's also available on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Use the rewind feature. You can go back and listen. It's free, and it's easy to do. So get that on your phone. You can take it with you wherever you go. Plus, let's get back into the Patriots. Mike Vrabel going to speak right around 1 o'clock. You'll hear it live on Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Are they getting their proper respect at the national level? We'll get to that next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.